K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Oh, hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, who's this?
This is Russell.
Hello, Russell.
Hi,
how
Russ.
Are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's up?
Well, I was calling because I wanted you guys' help with something. I went on a date a couple weeks ago. It's a really nice girl, Laura. Okay, we met at Flanagan's, and she was kind of shy at first. You know, I bought her a couple drinks. We got to talking, and I was finally able to ask her out. She said, yeah. So, like a week later, we went out to Jay Alexander's for dinner, had a really great dinner. Then we went over to Wiley's Comedy Club, had a great show there, and we're all good. And, we were in touch. We made a couple phone calls after that. We were setting up another date, and then just nothing.
Huh.
Like a switch went off. She won't return calls. She won't even pick up. So, I need some help, guys.
Hmm. That's weird, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like you're struggling. But we've been doing okay with at least getting in touch with people. So, if you want, we can do, Russ. We can stick you on hold. What's her name?
Laura.
Laura.
Yeah. Laura's her name. All right. Yeah. We'll grab her phone number and we'll call her and have her on the air if she picks up in about 8-10 minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Russ, were you? Is she cute?
Oh, yeah, she's really cute.
Is she a blonde?
She's blonde.
Yeah.
Oh, keep away from Fry.
Yeah, that's right by MO.
Oh, I get some competition.
All right, well, all set. All right, we're ringing. We gotta ring.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Good morning. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from The Breakfast Club on K99.1 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Did I win something? Or?
No.
No, we're here on a mission, right, Fry?
Yeah. Laura, so we have a question for you. We got a chance to speak with somebody named Russ, who said that you guys may have gone out, but after you guys went out, he hasn't really heard back from me, can't get in touch with you. I was wondering what the haps were.
Yeah, what's the dealio?
Oh, we went out and... You know, we talked on the phone after that, but I'm not really, interested in going out with him again.
Why?
What?
Well, he said you guys seemed to have a good time, and you kind of, switched off like a light. What happened?
Yeah, it was fun and stuff, and we talked on the phone after that, I think, one time. And then, the night after that, it just got kind of creepy. Like, I had a friend over for dinner, and, I walked in the kitchen, and I looked out the window, and I saw some dude just staring in the windows.
Oh, my God, wow. I got goosebumps. Are you serious?
Yeah, so, I didn't really see the glare, but I screamed, obviously, because it freaked me out, and my friend ran outside and was chasing after this guy, and he said he saw, a silver chain and a black pickup truck, and they said there was, barbed wire around the license plate, and I knew who it was, that's Russ's truck.
Oh, so, no. Kidding me?
Great.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I called his phone. He didn't pick up or anything, so, I left him a message, but, I don't think I'm going to be going out with him after that,
Oh, stalkerazzi.
Yeah.
I got to jump in here, guys.
All right, here you go. Before you start going, let me tell her what's going on. Laura, we got Russ actually on the phone. He's been listening in on you.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Laura? I don't know what you're talking about some guy in your window. I don't know anything about that. I've been trying to call you. I had a great time with you. You're not calling me back, and I don't know what this dude in your window has to do with me, but come on. Let's get something going.
Okay, I've seen you drive by my house, even after that, okay? I know you go by and you see what I'm doing. I know that was your truck. I know you got in. You don't have to deny it. I'm not, calling the cops or anything. I just want you to leave me alone, dude.
You said you had some guy over there with you?
Yeah, I had one of my friends over there with me.
Well, who's some friend that you have over at night? You guys are just hanging out together?
I don't really think I have to explain myself to you. I've talked to you, a few times. You're not someone I'm dating. I don't have to explain to you who I have over to my house. You clearly saw who it was when you creeped up on my window.
You guys were making out.
Oh, no!
You weren't there.
I wasn't, right up on your window. I was just close
to
the
door.
What are you doing in the backyard, man? That's what front doors are for.
Oh, Russ, yeah. No.
People don't just stroll through other people's backyards, dude. You don't even live in my neighborhood. How'd you even get there and stand through my window? I don't even know how long you were there. Listen, if you come to my house again, I'm going to call the cops.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to be nice. I don't want to get you in trouble. Okay, but if you keep doing this, if you email me, if you message me on Facebook, if you come to my house, I'm going to call the cops on you. So I suggest you don't do it again.
Well, I guess that's that.
Drive by and kind of peek in when I'm driving past.
What?
Oh, man. man. Well, this isn't fair. I don't know what I did to make you act like this towards me, aside from kind of peeking your window, but who, big deal. You should be flattered. I just want to see how you're doing.
Wait, there's a line. There's like a social limit to what's creepy and what is acceptable, and you stepped way over it.
Well, you know what's unacceptable?
I'm just telling you. I mean, I called you. I left you messages.
Making out with
you know
some
what's
dude.
Going to happen
that's
if you keep doing it.
In my book. This is...
All right.
You know
well,
what, Lori?
You know, you go on like a talk to chat room and find a stalker girl, and you can be happy together. Welcome to my house. It's none of your business who I have over. Don't creep on my windows. Okay, yeah, just so you know, dude, my brother's a cop in Greene County, okay? So,
like a cop? Like a police cop officer? Cop?
A police officer. And then he will arrest you. I will call the police.
You know what? You were a user, Laura. I'm sorry. I wanted
yeah,
to feel well, but you were
how
a user.
How many PTOs do you already have against you, okay? Seriously.
I'm playing games with people.
Okay. Yeah, we're not even going to offer because, you know, we don't want to, yeah.
For safety
yeah,
reasons.
For, yeah, both of you.
No offense,
we don't
Russ.
Want you in jail, Russ, and yeah.
I was just curious. I'm just concerned.
No. You were curious looking in the window?
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah. I wish I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Laura, like, are we good?
Are we good?
Whoa.
Yeah. Seriously? I kind of think that we got, you know, I like this back and forth. Like, you're acting like you're upset that I stalked you, and I'm acting like I wasn't right up on the window. It's cute.
Hey, Laura, if you want to go ahead and hang up now, we kind of get it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Okay, all right. Fine. Sorry,
yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Russ, you need help.
Well, help me set that up.
No.
We've done enough here.
Bye-bye, Russ.
I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later.
Okay. See you later. You better watch.